Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're going to get into something that I know a lot of you have been asking about, commenting systems.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically, we're going to look at Commentario, which is a pretty neat little platform for adding discussions and comments to websites. So think of this as like a crash course on Commentario.
Yeah.
We'll unpack the features, the pros, the cons, and who it might be a really good fit for.
Right.
Before we get started, though, just want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor, SaveServer.
Absolutely.
If you're looking to, you know, get up and running with Commentario, they can absolutely help you with that.
Yeah, they can help you with all things digital transformation, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Check them out at www.saveserver.de. All right, so let's dive into this.
Let's do it.
When we talk about Commentario, you know, you see those comment sections on articles or blog posts.
Yeah.
Commentario is that engine behind the scenes. Powering those discussions.
That's right.
Now, what makes Commentario kind of stand out from the pack is that it's free and it's open source.
Exactly. And that means that anyone can access it. They can modify the code if they want to.
Wow.
And the code is hosted on GitLab.
Okay. Open source.
Yeah.
For someone like me who's not like, you know, a tech genius or anything.
Right.
What does that actually mean?
Well,
is it kind of like a recipe that anyone can tweak?
Yeah, that's a really great analogy, actually. Think of it like a cake recipe.
Okay.
You can swap out the ingredients if you want or add your own little twist to make it unique to you.
Okay.
And with Commentario, you have two main parts that you work with. The embedded comment engine, that's what you see on the webpage.
Got it.
And then you have the administration UI, and that's where you manage all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
So like the front of the house and the back of the house in a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Right. One for the customers and one for the chefs.
I like that analogy. That works.
And one of the things that really sets Commentario apart, especially these days, is its focus on privacy.
Okay.
They call it privacy by design.
Privacy by design.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds promising.
It is.
Especially, you know, with everything going on these days.
Yeah.
When it feels like every website wants to know everything about me.
Exactly. Yeah.
What does that actually mean for people who are using Commentario?
Well, it means that Commentario is built from the ground up to respect user privacy.
Okay.
They don't use tracking scripts, no ads, and they don't collect a lot of unnecessary data.
Oh, so what do they collect?
By default, all they gather is your country, your browser, and your preferred language.
So if I'm just, you know, a casual visitor on a website,
yeah,
it's pretty low-key data-wise.
Exactly. You can just focus on the discussion without feeling like you're being watched.
Yeah, that's a big plus.
It is.
Let's talk about actually using Commentario.
Okay.
What's it like for someone who wants to just jump into a discussion?
Well, first off, you have options when it comes to logging in. You can comment anonymously if you want.
Oh, interesting.
You can use your social media account, you know, like Google, Twitter, Facebook, even GitHub or GitLab.
Oh, wow.
Or you can create a local account just for that website.
Got it.
And if the website uses single sign-on,
yeah,
then you can use that too.
So it's kind of like choose your own adventure for logging in.
Right. And once you're in, you can dive into those threaded conversations.
Okay.
You know, how you can reply to a comment and then someone can reply to your reply and you get that whole chain going.
Yeah.
Commentario lets you do that.
Okay.
And it can go really deep.
So you could just keep replying forever.
You could. Yeah.
Wouldn't that get chaotic?
Well, it could.
Yeah.
But Commentario has a solution for that.
Okay.
They let you set a limit on how many levels of nesting are shown by default.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So the conversation stays manageable on the screen.
Right.
But you can always expand it to see the full thread if you want.
Got it. So it's like, you know, just keeping things tidy.
Yeah, exactly.
What about formatting? Can you do more than just plain text?
Oh, absolutely.
Like bolding and italics and links and stuff.
All that.
Okay.
Commentario uses something called Markdown, and that lets you add all sorts of formatting.
Okay.
You can bold, italicize, create links, add images, even embed tables or code blocks if you want to.
So you can really jazz up your comments.
Exactly. You can really make your point.
I like it.
And to make things even more dynamic, the comment updates happen in real time.
Okay.
You don't even have to refresh the page.
So it's like a live chat almost.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Makes it much more engaging.
Yeah, that's nice.
It is.
Okay, here's the big question. Moderation.
Yeah.
With all these features and, you know, tons of comments potentially.
Right.
How does Commentario handle keeping things civil and on topic?
That's a really important aspect of any commenting system.
Yeah, for sure.
And Commentario has some really great tools to help with that. It uses a role-based access system.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Role-based access. Explain that like I'm 5 years old.
Okay. So imagine it's like a team.
Okay.
And everyone has different jobs.
Okay.
You've got the owners. They have full control over everything.
Right.
Then you've got moderators. They can keep things tidy, delete comments and stuff.
Okay.
And then you have regular commenters who, you know, participate in the discussions.
Yeah.
And then there's read-only people. They can only observe.
Got it. So they can just read the conversation.
Exactly. Uh-oh. And then if things get a little bit heated or, you know, go off the rails
right.
on a particular page or even a whole website,
mm-hmm.
the moderator can step in and lock the thread.
So there's a way to hit the pause button.
Exactly.
That's good. That's important.
Yeah. You need that sometimes.
So there's like rules for editing and deleting comments
mm-hmm.
for users and moderators.
Yep. For both.
Okay.
It's all about creating a balanced environment.
Yeah. Right. You don't want it to be a free-for-all.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of flexibility for, you know, website owners to sort of tailor the rules to their community.
Mm-hmm.
It gets even more sophisticated, though, right? What about things like spam and just nasty, offensive content?
Yeah. That's a big problem with any online community.
You don't want that.
Right. Exactly.
So how does Commentario handle that?
Well, for starters, they have a comment voting system built in.
Okay.
So that lets the community upvote or downvote comments.
Okay.
So it helps to surface the good content and push down the less desirable content.
So it's like a community-powered filter.
Exactly. And then there are these flexible moderation rules.
Okay.
That you can set based on a few different factors. Like
what?
Like if the user is registered or not.
Okay.
Their commenting history.
Got it.
Or even how long they've been a member of that particular community.
So if someone's brand new,
yeah,
they might get like a little bit more scrutiny.
Right, exactly.
Until they build up some trust.
Yeah, you want to prevent those hit and run comments.
Yeah.
That can cause problems.
That's smart.
And if all that's not enough.
Oh, there's more.
There is.
Right.
Commentario takes it one step further by actually integrating with external services
okay.
that are specifically designed to detect spam, offensive language, and just toxic content.
So these are like what? The online bouncers?
Exactly. Think of it like that.
Keeping everybody safe.
Yeah.
So what kind of services are we talking about?
So there's Akismet, there's API Layer, there's Perspective.
Oh,
those are just a few.
Okay.
They can analyze the comments, flag anything suspicious.
That's cool.
It gives moderators an extra layer of protection.
So it's like a multi-layered defense system against all the bad stuff on the internet.
You could say that, yeah.
I like it.
And it's all configurable.
Okay.
So website owners can decide how strict they want the moderation to be.
So it seems like Commentario has really thought about, you know, giving people the freedom to express themselves.
Yeah.
But also making sure that things stay safe and respectful.
It's all about balance.
It's not just a free-for-all.
Exactly.
They've clearly put a lot of thought into building a healthy community.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we've covered a lot about privacy and user experience.
Yeah.
And all the moderation features.
Right.
But I'm guessing there's even more to Commentario.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more.
Okay.
We've only just scratched the surface.
All right.
There's a lot of cool additional features that make Commentario really shine.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Let's do it. There's a lot more. We've only just scratched the surface. There's a lot of cool additional features that make Commentario really shine.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Let's do it. So remember how we were talking about user avatars?
Uh-huh.
Those little profile pictures?
Yeah, yeah.
That help you personalize your comments? Commentario has a ton of options for those.
Oh, cool.
You can use your profile picture from your social login.
Okay.
You can use your Gravatar.
Yeah.
Or you can upload a custom image.
So, like, if I wanted to use a picture of my cat.
You can do that. It's all about expressing yourself.
I love it. What else?
Okay. So, for people who like to stay in the loop, Commentario has email notifications. You can choose to get notified when someone replies to one of your comments.
Got it.
And moderators can get alerts, you know, about new comments that need approval or even every new comment that comes in.
So you can be as involved or as hands-off as you want.
Exactly. And if you're managing multiple websites, you don't have to jump between a bunch of different systems because Commentario lets you handle multiple domains all from that one central administration UI.
That's pretty handy.
It's a huge time saver. flavor.
Yeah.
And here's a feature that I think might appeal to our data-loving listeners.
Okay.
Commentario has built-in statistics.
Right.
So you can see data on views and comments.
Well, that's cool.
Including some high-level demographic information about your audience.
Oh, wow. Like what kind of stuff?
Like their country, their language, what operating system they use, what browser they're using, and even their device type.
So you can get a really good sense of who's interacting with your content and how they're doing it.
Exactly. It's valuable insight.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to understand their audience.
For sure. And improve engagement, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. What else? I'm liking this stats stuff.
All right. Well, let's not forget about RSS feeds.
Okay.
With Commentario, you can subscribe to comment updates for the whole website or even just a specific page.
Got it.
And you can filter those updates to follow specific users or replies.
So if I'm like old school.
Yeah.
And I love my RSS reader.
Yeah.
I'm not left out in the cold.
No, not at all.
That's cool.
And if you're switching from a different commenting platform, like Discuss or WordPress, Commentario makes that easy too. They have data import and export functionality.
So you don't have to start from scratch.
Exactly. You can just bring your existing comments over.
That's super convenient.
It is. And lastly, there's a really simple comment count widget.
Okay.
You can just add it to your webpage to show how many comments a particular article or post has.
It's like a little badge of honor.
Exactly.
For the popular discourse.
It really encourages participation.
All right. So we've covered privacy, user experience, moderation, and now all these cool additional features.
We have.
So for someone who's like considering Commentario, what does all this mean for them?
Well, I think it really boils down to this. Commentario is an awesome option for anyone who really values privacy, flexibility, and, you know, a robust set of features.
Yeah.
All without having to pay anything.
It's free.
It's free.
And don't forget that open source magic.
Yeah.
You can customize
it
to fit your needs perfectly.
You can tweak it to your heart's content.
So do you think would benefit most from using Commentario?
I think website owners, developers, online communities of all sizes, especially those who are just tired of all the data-hungry giants out there.
Right, yeah. If you're looking for a system that respects privacy and gives you control, Commentario is definitely worth checking out.
I agree.
All right, so we've established that Commentario has a lot going for it.
Yeah.
But how does someone decide if it's the right fit for them? All right, so we've established that Commentario has a lot going for it. But how does someone decide if it's the right fit for them?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's no like one size fits all answer.
Right.
But I think it starts with understanding your priorities. You know, what are your non-negotiables?
Okay.
Like, is privacy your biggest concern?
Yeah.
Do you need a ton of moderation features?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more important that it's really easy to use?
Right. It's all about figuring out what's important for your website.
Exactly.
Your community.
And then there's the technical side of things too.
Sure.
Do you have like developers who can help you customize the system if you need to? Or are you looking for something that's more, you know, plug and play?
Right. If you're not super tech savvy, you probably want something that's a little bit easier to set up.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the size of your community.
Okay.
A small blog is going to have different needs than like a giant forum, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or a news website with thousands of comments.
So it's finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
The system that works for your values, your resources.
Yeah.
And just the whole vibe of your online space.
Exactly. And that's where I think Commentario's open source nature is so cool.
Yeah.
Because if there's a feature that you need that it doesn't have, you can build it yourself.
Wow.
Or you can contribute to the project and make it better for everyone.
It's like having a toolbox.
Yeah.
But instead of building a birdhouse, you're building this awesome space for online discussion.
I love that. That's a great analogy.
And it really does feel like, you know, in a world that's kind of chaotic online.
It is, yeah.
It's refreshing to see a tool like this.
It is.
That puts users first, gives communities control.
Yeah.
And just helps create a more positive online experience.
I think that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a reminder that we have options.
We do.
And we can make the internet a better place.
One comment at a time.
I love it. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Commentario.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has. And a huge thank you to SafeServer for making this episode possible.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for secure hosting or some guidance on your digital transformation journey, check them out at www.safeserver.de.
They can even help you get Commentario set up.
Yeah, that's right. They're a fantastic resource.
They are.
So until next time, keep those conversations flowing.
Yeah.
And let's keep working towards a more thoughtful and engaging online world.
Absolutely. I'm all for that.